In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Steve Searcy, professor of biological and agricultural engineering at Texas A&M University. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The system of protecting seed cotton during storage and transport is really a two-part system. We have the covers that we put over the module, and then we have the module itself that's formed. We've got to have a good cover that prevents moisture penetration, and we have to have a module that's well built so that it will shed water and cause it to run off. What our results have shown is that having a good cover is worth about $400 in terms of preventing loss to lint value that might occur if you have a poor cover. A shape that will prevent the ponding of water on the top is worth about $200. A poorly formed module with a old worn out cover on it can cost $600 or more in just in terms of lost value of the lint, and that's only for the producer. Our data has also shown that at the gin, the cotton that comes in from that module that has such a poor situation can be reduced to 40% of the ginning rate.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We ideally would like it to be crowned in both directions, across the short distance of the module and then also the long distance. If we're able to accomplish that, then we will have a module that will do a good job of shedding water. Of the two, the more important is across the short distance. So we just want to ensure that the water is going to run off and not pond on the top.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
One of the problems for the producers, of course, is that they come from the gin in some kind of a rolled up or a compressed form, and so they have to be opened up before you can see. Of course, they need to look for, are there any obvious holes? But if you have situations where you can see that the coating on the cover is obviously broken down or worn through in places, these are situations where water will penetrate through.